Charlottians like to talk about how hot the local real estate market is, and for good reason. People are moving here in large numbers, 60 a day by one estimate. That means lots of homes are being bought and sold, but individuals aren't the only buyers. A new group of national companies backed by huge pools of money offers sellers a quick, all-cash way out of their homes. It's a small but growing part of the market. David Borax has this report, part of WFAE's series, Finding Home.
Sarah and Jeremy Chambers sold their East Charlotte home in February to Zillow Offers, the home buying division of the big online real estate listings company. For them, it was all about speed and convenience, says Sarah Chambers.
We've been in the house for about 10 years, and we have three children. So for us to even think about, you know, having the repairs done, putting it on the market, staging it, putting stuff in storage, it would have taken a lot of time and a lot of stress.
The deal closed and Chambers collected a check in 2 weeks. The family is now renting while they decide whether to buy or build their next house. Zillow Offers is the newest in a group of national companies now buying homes in North Carolina's two biggest markets, Charlotte and Raleigh. Jeremy Waxman runs Zillow Offers.
It's really reflecting where we all as consumers, as users of our smartphone, are going, right? We want everything Uberized.
You can order food, hail a car to the airport, or rent a place to stay using your phone. Why not real estate too, says Waxman.
So we really let you skip all of the hassle, the showings, the cleaning up of your house. If you don't want to go through all that hassle and uncertainty and you just want to let us do it, and we can then give you the certainty of what you'll take from your house.
The largest of these national home buyers is Open Door, which is doing a lot of advertising these days.
Selling your home the traditional way can be a long process. You have to set the price, second guess the price, prep the house, paint the house.
Open Door has raised more than $1 billion from investors since 2014 to buy homes nationwide. Others include OfferPad, Knock, and a Charlotte-based company called Ribbon. They're sometimes known as iBuyers because they let sellers use websites or apps to start the process. They promise instant offers within a day or two and quick closings. In Charlotte, even if your house is ready to sell, the average time from listing to closing is over 100 days, according to Charlotte Regional Realtor Association. Slashing that to a week or two can be enticing to all kinds of sellers, says John Enberg, Carolina's manager for Open Door.
Empty nesters that are downsizing. We have young professionals, young families, millennials, you name it. It really boils down to anyone who values convenience and certainty, simplicity, control.
There are a few twists in the company's sales pitches. Knock calls itself a home trade-in service. They promise to buy your new house and move you in, then sell your old one. OfferPad offers free moving services. Some companies offer mortgages or insurance. They make money mainly through service fees, a percentage of the purchase price of your home. Fees are typically 6 to 10% of the purchase price, more than you'd pay a traditional agent. The companies say that's the price of a quick, no-hassle sale. Sarah Chambers says the higher fee was worth it.
And I think that offset the time that I would have lost waiting around, stressing out on who's going to buy our home.
So you considered it a fair offer?
Yes, it was very fair.
Zillow paid Sarah Chambers $245,000 for her house. After a bit of paint, it's now back on the market for $253,000. That's another way buyers make money, on appreciation when they resell. But it's usually slight, no more than a few percentage points. After repairs and paying real estate agents, iBuyers may make only a few thousand dollars on a house, so volume is the key to their success. That sets the iBuyer business model apart from house flippers, investors who buy houses cheaply, do major renovations, then sell high. Mike Del Preti is a real estate technology strategist. Here he is at a New York real estate conference in February.
They're not giving offers that are 30% below market value. They're much like if you trade in your car at a dealership, you might pay a little bit more than the full Kelley Blue Book value if you sold it yourself. You're replacing uncertainty with certainty.
Not every seller will be able to get an offer this way. Open Door, Zillow, and OfferPad say they focus on newer homes in good repair around the area's median sale price. In Charlotte, that's about $244,000. But recent sales data shows that they're also buying homes in the 300s, and in Zillow's case, even the 400s. Luxury homes are out. The number of potential buyers is too small. Old homes and fixer-uppers are out too, says Trent Corbin, CEO of Redbud Group, which helps Zillow offers set prices and do deals in Charlotte.
Zillow is really not trying to change the quality of the home from the time it purchases to the time it sells. It's really just trying to kind of improve the convenience within the process.
Corbin is both a Zillow partner and a traditional real estate agent affiliated with national broker Keller Williams. He says the relationship is good for business. Redbud has doubled in size to 50 employees since last fall because of Zillow, he says, and most owners end up not selling to Zillow. That means business for his local agents. For now, it's hard to tell how iBuyers are affecting the real estate market financially. Strategist Mike Del Preti says they accounted for only about 15,000 home sales nationally in 2018, or 0.2%. It's higher, about 5%, in Phoenix, where Opendoor helped start the business a few years ago. But the companies say if they can get just a small share of that overall market, they can make big profits through fees and add-on services. There could be challenges, though, says Del Preti, as competition takes hold.
I think the biggest question facing iBuyers going forward is, are consumers going to price compare iBuyers? Meaning, if I get an offer on my home from Zillow, am I going to call up Opendoor and also get an offer?
Other potential challenges, local competitors and traditional agents. Several companies in North Carolina are trying to become the same kind of real estate middlemen as the big guys, offering to buy houses, then reselling quickly. And big brokers like Keller Williams are investing heavily to develop their own listing services and apps to give local agents an edge. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.